us more about that than I do.
Sure.
Hi, Nathan. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You're just speaking with Tara. And, of course, she wants me to kind of get you the details of the service. Hi, happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
Good. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad. I appreciate you asking. So Tara put in the notes here that you guys changed the business name. Your listing got suspended by Google. And, you know, I definitely understand the frustration that business owners are seeing these days. Now more than ever before, I mean, the process of getting been verified or getting unsuspended, I mean, it's more challenging than ever before. As a Google Premier partner, though, we do submit more businesses to Google every day than just about anybody else in the country. We would be able to work directly with Google's back-end team to get your listing unsuspended. Now, the reason that Tara was calling you today is that, you know, the opportunity arose within our company to actually list your business on the first page, not just to have an active Google business profile that someone would find if they knew the name of your company and looked you up specifically. This would be designed to get your phone ringing from people who need your services and don't know who to call. They're just going on Google, they're going on Bing, they're typing in keywords related to really any of the services that you provide, and you do provide quite a few different services. So we'll do, of course, the Google listing. You'll be listed on Bing as well. And then we'll create the off-page optimization. We would promote your existing website, but we would link it to all the content that Google and Bing index when someone does a keyword search. That's how they determine what businesses they display on the first page. And that, of course, is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page. You'll also have a social media campaign with this because you do travel. You know, travel at least a little bit for that right job. We'll target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, anywhere in Flathead County. Now, you're looking at a flat rate, and the business itself, although, you know, you just kind of bought it, it's been around for a while, but the business is new officially for you guys. So Tara wants me to put in for a new in business rate because that lowers the price. It actually is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is a fixed flat rate, so it would never go up on you. And it is month to month. No matter how long you keep the service, though, it would be exactly $299.00. It would be that flat rate on a month to month basis. So there's no taxes or fees. It's not a lead-based service. Tara also attached Angie Leads here. So that's very different. It doesn't conflict with what we do. But with this, you just simply get more phone calls and, of course, calls from people that saw your website before they even decided to call you. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Nathan, but at least on the surface, being that it would be designed not just to get your listing unsuspended, but get it on that first page where people would find it on their own in the exact moment they're looking for someone to call. Is that something you would want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I'm interested in it. So this is SEO, is that right? Search engine.
That's a big part of what we do. Yeah, search engine optimization. Okay. So we are a digital marketing firm. SEO is one of the components that we do provide and offer for our clients. I think a budget-friendly way to cover all of Flathead County would be to include Facebook paid ads as well. We could do Google pay-per-click ads. We could do Google pay-per-lead, local service, or Google guarantee. But I think, you know, just to get your listing unsuspended, that's the primary thing, and then getting it on that first page where people would find it. We would be able to do that for you and make it affordable. But, yeah, it'd be SEO and then also the social media component as well.
So what would you need access to? My Google profile, would you need access? Does this happen through our website as well?
So you already have an existing website. It's up, it's running, it's someone else's code, someone else's server. We wouldn't be making changes to your website itself. We would do the off-page optimization, the link building. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites. But since you already do have a website, our job would be to promote that website. We would want managerial access to your Google listing so that we could get it unsuspended for you. But you maintain ownership of that listing, and we would do something very similar on Bing. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, but those numbers add up, and we definitely want you to get those phone calls and opportunities too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested in it, so we can get up and running here.
Yeah, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you will see exactly how well the service is working, detailed reports that update throughout the day on almost near real time. Now, when we get your phone ringing, obviously the number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
I don't know what you, business. So, no, so this is my cell phone number. So
the website
the
has
best phone number for,
go ahead.
Yes. The one ending in 9090 is
the 406-858-9090. So that's the number you want us to promote for your business. This one, the 928 number, that's your personal cell. We might use that as a backup then just to contact you if we're unable to reach you with the 406-858-9090 number. But obviously that's the number that we're promoting for your business. And then it says info at totalcaremt.com. That's a good email address for us to use to send you information that we want you to have for your records.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I did want to ask you because, of course, like I mentioned, Tara attached the Angie profile here. That does have 1001 South Main Street, Suite 500 as an address for the business. Do customers come there or is your business entirely service-based?
No, but service-based.
Okay. So you go out to the customer. Yep. No one comes to you.
Yep.
That's not really an address that you want the public to know about. And then, Tara never did get your last name, Nathan.
Fillmore, F-I-L-L-M-O-R-E.
F-I-L-L-M-O-R-E. Mr. Fillmore, when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, we use text, we also use email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. But did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you?
Email is fine.
Email? Okay. We can make email your preferred method and our primary point of contact. And then the business itself, I see it listed as Total Care Services LLC. Did you want that LLC to be part of the branding of the business?
No, you can take that off.
I agree. If anyone ever asks me, I say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. But TotalCareMT.com is the website.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'll do here, I'm going to do a couple of things. I mean, obviously, you've got that website, so we don't have to build a website for you. You are also, at least I think you are, using Angie Leads, right? So I'm going to take $100 each off of your setup fee. It'd be a one-time setup fee of $99 that attaches to the first month. So you're seeing reduced pricing from the $599 down to the $299 a month. That's a fixed rate. It'll never go up on you. The $299 setup fee that would normally attach to the first month, I'm going to take $200 off of that. It only attaches to the very first month, and it would just be the $99. So you'd be looking at $398 to get set up. You'd save $500 in the first month. You'd save $300 every month that you choose to keep the service. Now, keep in mind, there's no taxes, no fees. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Now, the next step here would be to schedule a follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in more detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, tagline, slogan, kind of verify information that we see on your website and information that I have here. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. The next step also that I would be required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Fillmore, it would get recorded through the computer. It's required by Google. It does kind of outline your service agreement, that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, et cetera. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything does still make sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. Nathan, give me just one second then to get that set up. Okay. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Fillmore. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Total Care Services.
That's exactly how I have that without the LLC attached, Total Care Services. And then, Mr. Fillmore, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nathan Fillmore, administrative member.
Okay. And as an administrative member of Total Care Services, Nathan, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Nathan, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Fillmore, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Nathan, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you guys are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nathan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Fillmore, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. As I mentioned, we're already aware of Angie and there is no conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, well, there's a couple of reasons, actually. I mean, for all the content that we'll be creating for your business, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. But more important is we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Fillmore, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Nathan, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no street address appears for the business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if there's anything new that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the setup fee as well as the subscription cost, with it being, of course, a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 4th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month at the further reduced rate of exactly $299. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is, in fact, an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. Nathan, you can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, I mean, you can, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Nathan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Fillmore, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Nathan, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Fillmore, for that initial investment, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be an American Express.
American Express. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's the business name, Total Care Services.
Total Care Services. You said it was an Amex. That should start with a 3. They all do. Nathan, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 3729-9030-4741-012.
And then the expiration month and year?
That is March 2030.
And the 4 digits on the front of the card?
That's 5490.
So I've got 5490-5490. I've got 03 or March of 2030 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 3729-903-047-41012?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 1001 South Main Street?
I believe so, yes.
59901 is the zip code. Now, in about a minute or so here, Nathan, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on there and, of course, the hours of operation. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that number is 877-635-6225. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's Mountain Time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that information by way of email in about a minute or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything, Nathan, that I did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that information by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. We could get you in at 3 if that works today. We also have 4 o'clock available. If not, we'd be looking out to tomorrow as early as 8 a.m. But would either 3 or 4 o'clock work out for you today to receive that phone call?
Let's do 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer. You can be working. You can be driving as long as you can answer some off the top of your head questions. So we'll schedule it for 4, enough time for our automated system at 3 o'clock to send you the reminder that goes out an hour prior. And then I'll also send you in a minute or two here a calendar invite. That calendar invite to your email is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview. conducted in English. Oh, I did want to do one other thing here, just to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, just another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Total Care Services, we might from time to time ask for you to verify the answer. And more important, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and of course they would need to know your security answer and even the question unprompted. If they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, that for sure wouldn't be us, and you wouldn't want to entertain that phone call. And of course, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us at all, and they wouldn't know that information. Of course, the voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account. It clearly states that it only bills moving forward on the 4th of the month, and exactly that $299 moving forward. Of course, there was just the one-time setup fee that attached to this month. It would never be a penny more. It'll never go up. Even if our price for some reason goes up, your price would never go up. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Nathan, which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Brandy.
Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y?
Yep.
Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. So even our client interview technician will know that information if you want to ask them when they call back at 5. Might be a couple minutes after 5. Like I said, it is a one-hour window for basically a half-hour phone call. If I am in between phone calls, and I certainly will try to be, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to answer any quick questions if you have any. And, of course, introduce you to your technician before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open, although things do get a little busy towards the end of the day. I did want to see, okay, so our system is updated, and it looks like you received all of the initial emails. One is your welcome email. That welcome email is important, not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do, but the welcome email also has your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system isn't up yet. It might not be up at all today. We certainly do have to do your client interview first, but in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email, of course, confirmation that it is active. You can try at any time. You just might get a message saying that we're still setting things up. So your username is actually your cell phone number. Easy for you to remember and easy for us to associate as that backup number, not the number that we're promoting for your business, but the backup number. The area code's included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 928-379-9136 is your username. You cannot change it. You can change your password at any point in time, in fact, as often as you like. It's default set right now to Fab Google, F-A-B-G-O-O-G-L-E, all lowercase, no space, of course. That all is on your welcome email, like I said. You did receive another email, and this is going to help us out. I know that you're already in the process of getting PIN verified. It got suspended. Now, of course, anything you can send our way expedites the process of satisfying Google that you are a real, active, legitimate company working in the area providing these services. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but the one that says action needed is pictures needed for Google verification, any tools or equipment, pictures, of course, any a business license or insurance. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. If you can send us that information by photo, email, anything like business card, your work vehicle. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. You know, you kind of operate out of the home, out of the truck. People don't come to you. That's okay. Google understands that most service-based businesses operate that way. Like I said, you don't have to send everything on that list, but anything that you can send us does help us expedite the process. The other one is the one that I did want you to open up, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it says thank you, or it says, hello, Nathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. words. Do you see those two words? Click here.
Yes.
Okay, click on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience. So everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. Feel free to scroll above that long line. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, your time is valuable. But Google's going to be our main focus simply because it's pretty much everyone's main focus. Although, like I said, 1 out of 10 people will use Bing, so we'll make sure that we mirror all the content on Bing Local as well. Of course, the Facebook ads are included. We are going to do, of course, all the content that's necessary, all the different destinations and directories. When Google makes changes to that algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. Now, below that long line, it populates your mobile number and then a few boxes. It wants you to agree to allow us to send you text messages or SMS messages, that you acknowledge that you are the certified author and holder of the card on file, at least you're authorized to use that business credit card, and also that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Of course, you can stop at any time, no questions asked. So once you've got all three of those boxes clicked, it's going to want you to click on the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. If you are on your smartphone, Nathan, it will help for you to turn it sideways as long as your orientation is not locked. When it pops into landscape mode, that whole bottom part just pops up a lot higher and easier to access. But once you've got Nathan Fillmore, usually it wants to be case sensitive with the N and F capitalized, then click the confirm signature box. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost of the service, that we reduce the setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit and to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not, and then to contact Google to start the process of getting your listing unsuspended. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting it when it asks you for a username and password. If it's asking you to log into your tracking system, just let me know when you see that next page.
Yep, this is Welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, so you can stop right there. Our automated system is thinking that your tracking system is active. It may be asking you to log into your tracking system. Like I said, you'll receive by email and text confirmation when your tracking system is live. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to taking your business to the next level, getting that already good-looking website out there in front of more eyes, and, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, if I am available when our technician calls you in about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes, then I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then as well. Been a real pleasure speaking with you. You take care, and we'll be calling you in that 4 o'clock hour.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you too, Nathan. You take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.